Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, let's get a couple things straight before I get going, okay? Because I'm on a roll. I've been doing this now for the last couple of hours. This is not my first rodeo for the night. We're not just coming out of the gate. There's a sign on this studio door that says no food or drink in studio. Hold on one second. That's a mango thing, one of those refreshers from Starbucks, because I walked right past that sign that said no food or drink in studio because signs are worthless. No guns allowed. Sure. Tell that to every killer that walked past the sign. So I'm just making my point, and I do that kind of tongue-in-cheek with the no food or drink in studio. But every radio station I've ever been to around the country, and the ones I will go to as we ramp up 2019, I'll be up at KQAM somewhere in there. No food or drink in studio. I've never been in a studio that didn't have all kinds of plastic cups and coffee cups and little cracker wrappers all over the garbage can, because people walk right by it. It's not just me. No guns allowed. That's a joke. Where have we been? Welcome to the show, by the way. Merry Christmas Eve, right? Man, I'm telling you, time is flying right by. So where have we been today so far? Beth Bauman, townhall.com, hour one. Great interview. She's always so much fun, and she's a lot of fun. And I can't wait to hook up with her at SHOT Show. She's going to be jumping on the air with us while I'm out there at Radio Row. With her and a lot of other people, we'll be hooking up with a ton of people out there at Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade. That's coming up. That's just right around the corner. Man, oh, man, I can't believe it's coming so fast. It really, truly is. 2019, going to be a very difficult year to watch the news as the election gets going. We just got done with the worst campaigning in 2018 in the midterms. You ain't seen nothing yet. Trust me, your guns are on the line in the 2019 campaign for 2020 election. The clown posse going to be screaming at the top of their lungs with their head, Nancy Pelosi, as they take the oath of office. They're already giddy. Your guns are in their scope. That's what they're looking for. They're going to come after your guns. The entire nation is going to see what they have in store for you if they're successful in the White House in 2020. God forbid. Hopeful that when the emperor takes off all their clothes, Americans are going to say, I ain't having none of this from these clowns. No wonder that guy on the radio calls him the clown posse. Whew, man, oh, man. And then, of course, Dave Workman in hour two. What can I say about that? He is so good. You're going to get an encore of Dave Workman on the Christmas Eve broadcast of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow, because we will be spending our time with our family as well, just like you are. So welcome into the program. Here's a good one for you. We're going to shift gears. We're going to go to Pennsylvania now. Pittsburgh mayor declares intent to ban guns in violation of state law. Let me guess. He's a, what do they call those people? He's a Democrat. Because Democrats don't give a crap about state law. They give a crap about their own agenda. Pittsburgh mayor declares intent to ban guns in violation of state law. Why? Well, because, you know, mayors are like the homeowners association wannabes with their little city councils, right? These are people who never attained power in their real lives and decide, I'm going to run for office and I'm going to just like rule over my neighbors. Get off my lawn. Move your grill. Put your car in the driveway. You're too close to the curb. You know, that kind of person. This guy's name is William Peduto. He held a press conference to propose a trio, that means three, of anti-gun city ordinances that, if enacted, would constitute a direct violation of Pennsylvania's state firearms preemption law and Pennsylvania Supreme Court precedent. Do you think he cares? Do you think the city council cares? Do you think they'll pass these things? No, no, and yes. That's what's getting ready to happen. But there's an organization by the name of Firearms Owners Against Crime, FOAC, Pennsylvania Gun Owners Defending the Constitution, and their founder and president, Kim Stolfer, joins me right now. Kim, welcome to the program, brother. You got a fight on your hands, dude, don't you?
Yes, we do, Mark. But it's not one we haven't beat them before on. It's just a question of whether or not the district attorney is going to hold them accountable for the criminal violations of Pennsylvania law.
They didn't in Philadelphia. Philadelphia walked away, got whatever they wanted, didn't they? Didn't they get exemptions carved out to state preemption? Because they're Philadelphia. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know what happened out there. But I'm worried about Pittsburgh right now because the media attention, Pittsburgh, you're listening right now too. The media attention is going to be pretty brutal, agreed?
It is. And it's one thing that I'd like to, if nothing else, get out to your listeners. This is not about just Pittsburgh. This is a concentrated attack by Bloomberg, his anti-gun groups, Peduto, and City Council, Corey O'Connor, Bruce Krause. They've all received money from every town. And this is they're attempting to break the back of Pennsylvania preemption and bankrupt all of our organizations. And he said this in the news, and they're attempting to drive assault weapon bans. There's a no-discharge ordinance. There's no exemption for police officers. It's going to end concealed carry. This whole package of laws is absolutely a socialist nightmare.
You know, Kim, we're seeing this, as you know. You're not new to this, but, you know, you formed this organization to fight this garbage, and God bless you. Hats off for you. Listen, everyone, when we talk about grassroots, you know how much we love the grassroots here. Okay, and we bring as many of them to the program as we can. Kim, you're down there front lines fighting this day in and day out. And man, oh man, oh man, you know, we'll have your back with you on this as best we can here on the airwaves. But here's the thing, Mark,
I got one thing I'd like to tell you.
Go right ahead.
When I was being interviewed by the local newspapers, the Democrats had a meltdown. They wanted the Republicans now to sanction me. Because I had the audacity to draw the distinction that there's no difference between them and the synagogue killer except a matter of degree. Fact is, they're both criminals, and they don't seem to want to admit the fact that they should stop breaking the law if they don't want to have those kind of analogies made.
You know, the law doesn't apply to them, though, Kim. They actually believe that. Think about what we're talking about here, and I read that headline a couple times over, and it's not just where you are. But we see this everywhere. Look what we're going to go with the bump stock ban here in just a few minutes in the next segment. I want to talk with you about that, too. But Pittsburgh mayor declares intent to ban guns in violation of state law. So you got to ask yourself, you know, what is this guy thinking? See, you're neck deep in this stuff, okay? And you got support across the country, as you know, from other grassroots organizations, this program. I know Tom Gresham's got your back, no doubt. You know, and everybody will be there to join and help. But here's the problem. You mentioned the one thing. It's the common thread running through everything we talk about now, and that's Bloomberg's money, brother. Okay?
Yes.
And that's that
it's
right there.
It's flooding in here.
So you're seeing the money come in from New York. You're seeing it come in. What, are they got the orange T-shirt clad every town? Kook moms running around all over the place now coming after your rights?
Yeah, Moms Demand Action. We're parading around. They seem to have no problem whatsoever with advocating for criminal violations of the law, and yet what's not said by the mayor or any of the councilmen is the constant plea bargaining goes on in Allegheny County courts, and violent monsters are let back out on the street, nor have they explained what was really up with the synagogue shooter. Was he on those mind-altering drugs, those SSRIs?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he not get stopped by those laws? Like you mentioned, Mark, you said that very well. In Pennsylvania, transportation of a firearm is very narrowly configured for persons that do not have a license to carry a concealed firearm. And yet, he didn't have a concealed firearm, and he broke at least five laws in that regard when he transported those firearms where he did.
Well, maybe a sixth one would have stopped him, Ken.
Yes.
Okay, now, see,
yes,
you laugh. Obviously, I said that sarcastically and tongue-in-cheek, of course, because we know that the sixth one and the seventh one and the eighth one isn't going to matter. Somebody that wants to go into a synagogue and kill people isn't concerned about any law. They don't care about a magazine capacity. They don't care about crap. They care about nothing other than achieving their goal and then dying in the process. Now, this guy lived, correct?
The shooter in the synagogue?
He's dead. That's right. I'm missing him with somebody else. So, but he's dead. He's done. He's finished. Finito. 29 wounded, 11 killed. Is that the right number?
No. There were... 29 wounded, 11 killed? Yes, that's correct.
Yes, 29 wounded, 11 killed in the synagogue. Okay, I'm looking at too many screens up here. I apologize. I'll get back on the conversation. All right, so the fact of the matter is, as a result of this, now, I'm going to throw this in from the USCCA. I played some audio about a week or two ago. I think I'm going to run out of time here when we come back. But the Concealed Carry Expo is coming up in Pittsburgh in May.
Yes.
And the media is all up in arms about that. Now, we got just 30 seconds. Let me take us into the break. We come back. I want to hear what you have to say about this, because I think you're going to see the biggest attendance ever at this expo because of the response that we're getting. Maybe I'm wrong. You let me know. Set me straight on that. When we come back from this break, I'm talking with Kim Stolfer. He's the founder of Firearms Owners Against Crime, FOAC. And if you want to check him out or join, because we could all use the help, FOAC-PAC.org. Okay? Look him up, FOAC. Look him up. Google him up. Whatever search engine you want to use, and go help out here. I'm telling you, every penny counts. You know what we're up against. Back with Kim right after this. Don't go away.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter yet to win your brand new gun from the USCCA? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends very soon. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. It could be 24 Kimbers, maybe 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, heck, even 24 AR-15s. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to see it to believe it. So text ARM to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protector. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just text ARM to 87222. That's ARMED to 87222.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
In these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster studios with you, coast to coast, a couple hundred radio stations growing like a weed. I'm talking with Kim Stolfer. He's the founder and president of FOAC, Firearms Owners Against Crime in Pennsylvania. And, Kim, I'm going to go right back to you. I'm going to have to abandon a couple lines of questioning I wanted to run with you in the essence of time. This is a quick segment. So let me just go here with you real fast. You got a lot of Bloomberg money coming in. You know these Democrats are going to do this. They're going to do this. They're going to vote for this in violation of state law. They don't care. They're going to do it to make a statement so that they can say they did something. And then what happens next? You got to go to court with this, right?
We've already retained a lawyer, Josh Prince. He's a well-schooled firearms defense attorney. Mm-hmm. We've had him use him before to sue communities. We've never lost in court. We're going after the city of Pittsburgh again. And I think it's important to understand that this is the second time the city will have lost in local court of common pleas as well, because we beat them in 1995 when they did the same thing. And so we have case law, case precedent in this county, which makes it doubly ridiculous when the attorney or the district attorney won't take action against the city for violating the law. So we're prepared. We're working with the Allegheny County Sportsman's League as well. And all I can tell you is they better hike up their sleeves, because this is going to be an all-day job. We're not going to let them go.
No, and that's the attitude that we have to take into this. You know that. You know, Florida went through the same thing. We watched this go on for years. Florida eventually enacted another preemption law that gave teeth to their law and said, if you do this crap in violation of these preemption laws that we have in place, we're going to be able, the governor can remove you from office and we can hold you personally liable and fine you thousands of dollars. You know, and hopefully, I don't know that that will happen in the state of Pennsylvania, but laws like that, that put some teeth behind this, stop these people, these homeowners association wannabes, from doing this kind of stuff, because the DA should, you know, regardless of what he thinks, he should be able to go after him, for crying out loud.
Well, 7 years ago, we went through and we enhanced our preemption law, but it got overturned by an anti-gun senator, it went all the way to the Supreme Court on procedural issues. And that's where the Republicans were in charge during Governor Corbett, a Republican. The whole debate was changed and shifted because they were afraid of the anti-gunners, and they tried to amend it into a bill that didn't. It was a single subject rule in Pennsylvania on legislation. And if that was in place right now, the city of Pittsburgh wouldn't be so smug about this, because they would have to pay our legal fees when we stomped on them again.
Well, and you probably will in the long run. Unfortunately, you have to go through this process. You know as well as anybody else that Alan Gottlieb has got check after check after check signed by Rahm Emanuel. You know, it's amazing that they continue to go ahead and waste taxpayer funds by trying to make these statements like this. It's just more proof positive they don't care. All right, in the essence of time, in Pennsylvania is an important state in 2020, brother, for the presidential election. It was an important state, of course, in 2016. What are your thoughts now as the anti-gunners ramp up for 2020? What do you think about your state relative to the campaign for 2020 for president?
Well, I think this bump stock issue with the federal government has clouded people's minds, and I think it's going to be a real challenge for Trump to get their trust back again, because of the all the hidden little innuendo within the bill. Like, for instance, the bureaucrats established what is legal and what's not, the takings clause, and everything else within that is going to make people wonder if he was really serious about that, especially when he let national reciprocity sit. And I hear about this all the time, all throughout Pennsylvania, when I go around and talk to gun clubs and gun owners. So all I can tell you is I put my displeasure with this through to my contacts within the Trump administration, told them they better get on the stick and kind of try to reinvigorate their image here, because otherwise it's going to be a tough state if they can do it at all. The Democrats have taken over in a number of areas, especially in congressional races, because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is ruled by Democrats now. And the Democrats ended up redistricting Pennsylvania congressional races, right, and that's thrown everything into an uproar. We're down to about a balanced mix of 16 congressmen, and it's going to be a real challenge to mount an effective campaign for President Trump. Again, he's going to have to restore his image, and right now it's kind of going in the toilet a little bit, Mark.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. We've been talking about the bump stock ban here I've spent a little bit more time on it tonight than I wanted, but I couldn't help it. because it's, and I'm going to spend more time with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon after you go, so I hope you'll stay listening to the program. But, you know, fascinating. I know Pennsylvania well. I took my first job out of college in York, PA. I was transferred from Virginia to York, Pennsylvania, and subsequent years later, I moved out to Norristown, Pennsylvania, in Phoenixville, and had lived right out there by Valley Forge. And, you know, I got to be a huge fan of Gettysburg and all, you know, all just a history buff. Pennsylvania is a very strange state when it comes to gun ownership, because you've got good gun laws, but you've got the weird politics on both ends of that state that seem to kind of, you know, kind of they fight each other in the middle of the state. When you get to Harrisburg, it's kind of strange. So I honestly was shocked to see Pennsylvania go Trump, by the way. But I wasn't. Gun owners in Pennsylvania, Mark, are going to make the difference laws in 2020.
Yeah. Regarding Pennsylvania laws, we're not as pro-gun as most people think. We have restrictions on transportation, possession, guns being available in homes. There's a whole host of things we have wrong in our state. That's why we have so many pro-gun bills filed.
Right.
At least 48 of them trying to correct this stuff.
And you know what? You just hit the nail on the head. Correct it. No matter how good the gun laws are. Arizona, you're listening. Arizona, as a widely regarded, Kim, as you know, is having the best gun laws in the country. I have more places off limits in Arizona than there are, I see when I go to Scottsdale on vacation, than there is that I see in an entire year in the state of Georgia. No matter where we are, no matter how good the gun laws are, we think they are, they always need to be improved. Hence why Firearms Owners Against Crime is so vital and so important. What kind of help do you need from the masses here as you go through this battle in Pittsburgh? Because you're right, you're fighting Bloomberg money, which means we're all in this battle together. What do you want Americans to know, gun owners to know across the country that you need help with?
We need help with two things. One, we need to get the assets necessary to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. And if they can donate even $1 or $5, that would be very helpful. And they can do that right through our website. And also, and even just as important, is when public comment comes up for this legislation, and it's wide-ranging, everything from red flag laws to banning magazines and even no exemptions for police officers, we need people to show up for public testimony. We need to overwhelm the city and prove to them that Pennsylvanians and Americans will not tolerate this kind of nonsense regarding attenuating rights. We know that the Moms Demand Action and the red shirts are going to be there, and we really needed an outpouring of support for our Constitution and for holding Pittsburgh officials accountable to the law.
It's interesting. We have Dave Workman said in the previous hour that it's now up to, we are at a point now where every gun owner has to be an activist, and I think that's a profound statement. Kim, thank you for being here, my friend. I hate that we don't have more time, so I'm going to put you on the spot with the last 10 seconds. Promise you'll come back to the program as this works its way through and explain this to our listeners what's happening, right?
I absolutely will. Whatever you need, Mark.
You got a deal. Kim Sulfur, thank you very much for being here. Firearms Owners Against Crime. The website is FOAC-PAC. Thank you for fighting the fight, Kim. Appreciate it very much. You know, this is indicative of what we're seeing around the country. Armed American Radio listener, we are all in this together. Every single one of us. If you're not a member of your state grassroots organization, ask yourself why. You need to be. $1 to $5 makes all the difference in the world. Back after this with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right. The USCCA wants to get you that free gun, right? Been talking about it for a while. Coming to an end a week from Wednesday. So you're getting down to the wire. Absolute last chance is upon you. And the USCCA, as I said, been giving away a different gun every single day. It all ends a week from Wednesday, so you're almost out of time. Very simple. Just text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get entered right now. 24 chances it could be to win your gun each day. Think about that. Because on one given day, they will give away 24 Glocks or 24 SIGs or 24 AR-15s or Kimbers or whatever it is. But they're all gone on Wednesday. So text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to reveal which gun you could take home today, okay? Don't do it while you're driving, please. All right, that last interview with Kim was fantastic. He's a great guy, and he's got the fight, man, the fight. Kim Stolfer is the president at Firearms Owners Against Crime. You heard him tell me. You know, just $1 to $5, if anybody can help out, that is huge. If you're listening in Pennsylvania, and many of you are across the state on a number of radio stations, join this organization. All right, you guys are in for the fight of your lives. You got Bloomberg money coming. There's no guarantee what's going to happen in the 2020 election. Your state is important to gun rights, and you have a lot of work to do. So step up to the plate. Remember what Dave Workman said in the previous hour. We're at a point now in our history that every single gun owner has to be an activist. Has to be. Because guess what? Bloomberg's money combined with the media is the worst, most formidable opponent you have ever faced as a gun owner. Your rights are on the line. Make no mistake. They want to take them from you. And the fight is going to be ugly. Let's go to the phones now and talk with, we're on the Washington, the Free Beacon hotline right now. I love this. And Stephen Gutowski, a good friend of mine, award-winning journalist, neck deep and out front on reporting on and breaking some of this stuff about the bump stock ban that occurred over the previous week. And I know he's got a lot to say about it. I've been reading every one of his tweets and all of his work over at freebeacon.com. Stephen, welcome to the program, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, man. Thank you for jumping on late. I do appreciate it. The last couple segments of the hour is great to have you here. You were out front with this stuff, tweeting this stuff, and I know you have issues with what we've seen. I've been talking about it with my first guest from Town Hall, Beth Bauman, talked about it with Dave Workman. I think we all have the same issues, and that is this incredible overreach by the federal government. Now, Stephen, I have a bump stock. It's right here in the studio with me. I was holding it up with one finger because it's just a piece of plastic that doesn't weigh a pound and a half. It can't do anything. I could throw it at somebody. I could use it as a hammer, you know, maybe beat somebody over the head with it. It'd make a pretty good club. But other than that, I'm told now it's a machine gun, and in about 90 days I'm going to be a convicted felon if I continue to keep this thing here in my studio, and I lawfully bought it. I bought it for this purpose so we could go on this journey together because I knew this was going to happen when I first read the NRA statement. Talk to me about this. Will you open up and tell my listeners why this is happening and why it's so darn important?
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much everything you just said is exactly right in terms of the consequences of this rule change that they've instituted at DOJ. Essentially, their claim is that bump stocks convert semi-automatic weapons into fully automatic weapons. And their logic is that, essentially, you pull the trigger once, and according to DOJ, with a bump stock, you don't have to pull the trigger again. Now, they readily admit that in the rule that the trigger resets between each shot, so I don't... Yeah.
How you kind of hard to figure that one out, right? Right. The logic there was crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, essentially they're just not telling the truth about how these things operate. I don't know any other reasonable way to put it, because they're just saying that bump stocks now meet the definition of a machine gun part, because under federal law, a machine gun is a firearm which expels more than one round per actuation of the trigger, right? That's what fully automatic means. It's what machine gun means under federal law. It's very clear. How you get to that for a bump stock is beyond me. It just isn't true, right? I mean, a bump stock, whatever you think of bump stocks, and I know there's plenty of people even within the gun rights movement that couldn't care less about bump stocks. They don't own one. They have no interest in owning them. They don't see a purpose. I get that. But the problem here is the logic being used to ban them, the method.
I can hear your exasperation here. I can feel it. Okay, it's frustration, because you're right. There is, I think it was you who I originally read that said it's a 157-page ruling where really the meat is in the first two paragraphs. The other 156 pages is just a convoluted explanation to try to get to and justify how they arrived at what they said in the first two paragraphs, which isn't true. Now, we all know that not to be the case, and I think the cases by the Firearm Policy Coalition and others, if the GOA winds up going to the mat with this as well, there's about three of them on the table now, but FPC has already filed. I believe there's a really strong, this is a strong case. There's no doubt they're going to get some amicus briefs from some very powerful groups, no doubt, including Second Amendment Foundation and CCRKBA and others, as you probably are aware. But nonetheless, this thing stands a real chance, I think, because of the convoluted way with which they describe that. Here's where I'm going with it, Stephen. Based on their description, if I get rid of my bump stock, Okay, if that's what I decide to do, throw it in my creek, cut it in half, or walk it down to the ATF, which, trust me, is not going to happen. Here's what happens. That big rubber band in my closet at home can be used to bump fire my AR-15. My belt loop can bump fire the AR-15. There's lots of other tricks I can use to bump fire an AR-15, which means, in reality, because my bump fire doesn't shoot anything, that it's my AR-15 that is, in fact, the machine gun here. And this is where I'm concerned with, because you tell me if you think I'm wrong. You know somebody on the left is eventually going to say, oh, well, wait a minute, semi-automatics need to be banned. That's where they're going with this. That's why they're ramping up the rhetoric with the term semi-automatic rifles, because they're pushing this now to try, and this just opens up an unbelievably wide door, does it not?
Yeah, so, I mean, that was logic that that I came to as well, and I questioned DOJ about this when they had a background call for reporters announcing, you know, the ban and confiscation effort. And, you know, essentially I asked them, because their logic that they're using is, well, bump stock utilizes recoil from a round being fired in order to essentially assist with the firing of the next round. And so my thought was, well, you know, bump firing is not exclusive to bump stocks, as you just explained. You don't need anything to do it, really. I mean,
you can be tired and do it.
I mean, people do it by accident.
Right.
And you can do it on, as far as I understand, every semi-automatic firearm could potentially be bump fired.
Correct.
Even Hollywood kind of knows this. If you've ever seen the trailer for Sicario 2, Benito Del Sordo is bump firing his handgun in that trailer.
Yeah. Right.
But like, you can do it with and so the logic here, if the logic is, well, bump stocks utilize the recoil of the firearm in order to reset the trigger and you know, initiate a continuous firing sequence. Well, I mean, that's not really the bump stock that's doing it. It's just the method of firing. It's the technique, right?
So what that means, Stephen,
why would this not apply to just any semi-automatic? And they basically told me, well, we're specifically looking at the question of these devices and not at techniques at all. So it
only
the specific device in question. That's what they said.
All right. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion, because guess what? Based on their ruling, a semi-automatic isn't a semi-automatic, really. Not anymore. They changed it. We'll be back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, don't forget our sponsors. Merry Christmas Eve Eve here on the East Coast, about an hour and 10 minutes. It's going to be Christmas Eve. Out on the West Coast, you get another 3 hours back behind that, and you can do the math wherever you happen to be in the city. Tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to be running an encore presentation, and we'll be doing the same thing on Christmas Day, spending time with my family, as I know you will be as well, and then looking forward to getting back to it. I'm on a working vacation. Who knows? I don't know what I'll be doing the rest of the week, but I will never miss a MonsterCast ever. And if I'm not on the Daily Defense, I can promise you a dynamite program. Thanks, big thanks to Andy Hoosier from KQAM for stepping up and sitting in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studio chair Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday last week. KQAM listeners up there in Wichita, you got it going on. By the way, I will be in Wichita April 12th and the 13th as a keynote speaker up there for the Kansas State Pistol and Rifle Association gathering. Look it up. Join the organization if you're not. Come out and say hello. Going to be an awful lot of fun. I'll be broadcasting the morning show on KQAM with Andy on Friday the 12th, and then the afternoon daytime show I will be broadcasting from KQAM. Going to be an awful lot of fun. Looking forward to it. So thanks, Wichita. Love you. And everybody else around the country, Merry Christmas to everybody. As we go into this final segment, don't forget to check out our sponsors and text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222. You can find all of my sponsors at armedamericanradio.com. Let's go back to Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon. Stephen, this is, I'm going to throw this out there because I don't see any other way to say it. But if they can take this little piece of plastic device that I have that has absolutely no operable parts on it at all, it's just a injection molded piece of plastic, period, is all it is, and convert it and tell me it's a machine gun, then by very definition, my AR-15 is also a machine gun. If it's capable of that rate of fire that the bump stock apparently makes it, and it can be called a machine gun when it's doing that, the mere fact that it's capable in semi-automatic, because it can do that faster than my finger can with some other device, including a rubber band. It is absolutely imperative that the ATF now reclassify all semi-automatics as automatic. It only stands to reason. I'm telling them right now, I dare you, go ahead and do it. If they don't do that, what they've done with the bump stock is a laughing stock joke, as you've pointed out, correct?
Well, certainly I think the logic would extend to, like, if the argument is that bump stocks don't constitute multiple trigger pulls because they utilize recoil in their technique, any gun that could be bump fired, you would think would be included in this sort of logic. Now, it's not included in this particular rule. They've made that very clear. It's only applies to bump stocks, but what, you know, there's really nothing stopping you from extending that logic down the line. And, you know, the other thing, too, that I would say about all this is, because you mentioned this earlier, you said, right, that you think there's a good chance that, you know, the suits against this rule could win. And I agree that there's a good chance that could happen. But at the same time, we all know that the federal government has made some very questionable assertions about gun accessories and products. We just recently got rid of, or the ATF just recently reversed themselves on SIG braces, right? They had at one point said that putting a SIG brace to your shoulder constitutes a redesign of the firearm that you're shooting, and is therefore illegal. You know, turns the gun, which when you're holding it out away from your shoulder is just a pistol, into a short barrel rifle or shotgun. Right. Once you touch your shoulder with that SIG brace. You know, so, like, it's certainly not the first time you've seen the government, I think, go for a convenient, if nonsensical, explanation for why they're banning something.
And that, when you say the government, in that case, you're talking about one individual. Listen to me very carefully. When we say the government, when you heard Stephen say the government reverse themselves, he's not talking about, like, a big cabinet meeting. And all of the heads of government get together and decide to do that. No, he's talking about one cat sitting at a desk that signs a piece of paper. That's who the government is in this case. I've seen the piece of paper. I've read the piece of paper. Stephen, I know, has seen it and read it and probably spoken to him about it and asked him questions about it. That's how we know about these things. And you know what, ATF? I have one of those, too. So, man, I guess I'm just in all kinds of trouble now. Good heavens. I don't know what that makes me. Stephen, it's crazy, man. It's convoluted that we have gotten to this point in America. You know, I look at this as far greater than bump stocks, as you know. I've been saying this for the evening tonight. We'll spend a little bit more time on it than I wanted to, but gosh darn, it's so important when we think that our government can do this to decent law-abiding people, because this isn't going to stop one crime. Not one. Not one. It makes, I guess you found out. I guess it makes every time for gun safety in the Bloomberg crowd feel good, right? They can use it for publicity?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're very happy, or at least mildly happy. This is the interesting thing about all this. Now, certainly, we only know of one crime this was ever used. Now, it was a terrible, horrible crime.
Sure it was.
Obviously. And you can understand why in the immediate aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting, why there were a lot of calls to ban these bump stocks, you know, and why Republicans and the president were so willing to sort of capitulate to that. The crazy thing about it to me, the politics of it, are, you know, one of the things that you should notice in the last week after this was announced, nobody on MSNBC or CNN or in any publication really was celebrating this. Like, it's not like Republicans and the president got a lot of credit for doing this. They didn't get anything in return, nothing, right? I mean, it's not like you got national reciprocity or silencers removed from the NFA. Like a lot of people, you didn't get, and there was no sort of deal here. This was something that, frankly, from a strictly political basis, the moment had passed, right? No one is out there real, like, there's the same level of uproar is not around now that was in the immediate aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting. And so he gets, the president and Republicans generally get no credit for doing this anyway. Nobody on MSNBC was like, they weren't doing segments celebrating, President Trump for passing the bump stock ban and confiscation. So the politics of it are truly bizarre to me. In addition to everything else, like what did Trump get for this?
Let me rephrase that question this way. Who was he trying to appease? Let me take that back down. I've discussed this a lot. I think the two of us talked about this at GRPC, if I'm not mistaken. But Scott, after Parkland, what was Governor Scott at the time? Governor Scott, why would Governor Scott, who was so pro-gun and signed all pro-gun legislation, who was he trying to appease by signing this gun control bill? He wasn't going to pick up any other Democrat votes. They're not voting for him because of it. It was the media. He was trying to appease the media because it was withering fire coming at him from all angles. It was a blitzkrieg. Hey, Stephen, that music means we need to go, man. God bless you for being here. Thanks for everything you do. FreeBeacon.com, Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, Merry Christmas, my good friend. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Enjoy it. Enjoy the holiday and spend time with family and friends as it should be. That's Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. FreeBeacon.com is where you find him. Thanks to all of my listeners around the country. Each and every one of you means so much to me and my family. Merry Christmas to all of you. We'll see you on Wednesday. Enjoy Monday's rebroadcast and Tuesday's rebroadcast and encore. Until we meet on the radio again, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting Santa Claus would ever do that, not even in a sleigh. Merry Christmas. We'll see you on Wednesday.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.